So it's lovely to be here. Now, it's the afternoon, it's Sunday, you've probably had a good lunch, and May is the only one who can go to sleep now, okay? Because she made it to the 9 o'clock, so she's heard this already. So don't tell them the answers, all right? That's if you were listening this morning at 9 o'clock. So it's Palm Sunday. We all think so much about the riding into Jerusalem on a donkey and the excitement and waving palm branches. King Jesus, they were expecting and wanting a king. Now, I wonder, let's think about how we're going to dress a king. What sort of things does a king wear? A crown. Okay, let's see if in my bag I have a crown. Excellent. One crown made at great expense. I did this as a children's talk at 10:30 at All Saints, and the little boy's head was far too small and it kept falling down, which detracted a little bit. One crown. Okay, we have a crown. Anything else we might need for a king? Clothes. Okay, a robe. One robe. Best I could do, a nice red robe. Brilliant. One robe. Okay, one robe. Anything else? So I haven't got one of them, hard luck. I have to think of something else. I've got two more things, really. What does he sit on? Yeah, throne. Got the throne, all right. I was lucky. Toby was thinking he was going to sit on that, but he's not. He's not a bishop yet. Okay, what's a king going to travel in?
A car.
A car? Anything better than a car? Coach, carriage? Yeah, okay. Couldn't manage that. But I've got the car keys, okay? So that's just to remind us that they come in good transport. Kingmobile or Popemobile. So this is the sort of king that the people wanted and really would have quite liked. And they would have liked a king like that because they wanted somebody to set them free from the Romans. They wanted somebody to show power and authority, somebody who would give them the space that they wanted. But that actually wasn't going to be the king that Jesus was. In fact, Jesus, well, he didn't have any fancy transport. He didn't have a coach. In fact, from that reading, we know that he came into Jerusalem on a borrowed donkey. And that was a sign of being God's heavenly king. And he was coming in peace. In Zechariah 9, we read, "See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey." So, no fancy transport. And then actually, Jesus didn't wear royal robes either, because he wore ordinary clothes. Sometimes he even wore the clothes of a servant. In John 13, we read, Jesus got up from the meal. He took off his outer clothing. He wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. So no fancy robe, just the clothes of a servant. And he didn't need this either. Not a gold crown anyway. But we know that within a week, instead of a gold crown, he actually had a crown of thorns set on his head. And guess what? No throne on earth for him either. This wooden throne he wasn't going to sit on. And you'll have to forgive the noise now, but we only have concrete on the floor. When it's carpet, it'll be much better. So, no throne. So we'll turn that round the other way. Jesus wasn't going to be the king that the people wanted and expected. And he wasn't going to sit on a wooden throne. But in less than a week, he was going to be nailed on a wooden cross. There's a worship song that we used to sing. We used to sing it quite a lot. We don't sing it quite so much now. And I'm not going to sing it because it will do no good to it at all. But the words are, "You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me, suffered at the hands of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted." Jesus wasn't going to be the king that the people quite expected, but he was going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Perhaps Palm Sunday is a good time to think about Jesus being your king and all that that means.